and it is the scheme that is designed to encourage people to be our eyes and ears out there to help us protect our fantastic historic environment. People have lived and worked in Kent for many thousands of years, so you can imagine they've left lots of things behind, whether it's features in the landscape or buildings or shipwrecks. And these things are very delicate, they're very sensitive, and they're finite. So anyone that's causing loss or damage to these sites or buildings, it really is, once it's gone, it's gone. But we know that people are passionate about the past, and we hope to engage with those people, tell them what the signs to look out for, and to help them with that, in partnership with Country Eye, we've developed an app. So it means that people can sign up to the app, whether they've got an Android or an iPhone, and if they see anything suspicious, that doesn't mean calling the police straight away. It means they can take a photograph, they can pass that information through, and we can gather intelligence, because prevention is the key. But also, if offences do occur, and crime will occur, it means we've got a better chance of identifying those offenders and bringing them to justice. Kent has got about 20,000 protected sites, whether those are buildings or buried archaeological sites or shipwrecks. And as I said, we've got to look after them, not just for this generation, but for those that follow. And if we don't look after it, there won't be anything left for future generations. And we want all people of all ages to use it, whether it's kids that are very used to using technology or older people. And it's just another way of making contact. This gives them another way of sharing that information. And that's the key, because we're talking about a tiny criminal minority that are committing nearly all of these offences. So if we can identify them, bring them to account, then we're going to protect our past for the future.